Our next presenter will be Mr. Jean-Pierre Legri. Mr. Legri, he's a mechanical engineering. He flew to, after finishing his diploma, he flew to, in 1999, he flew to Japan to work in the largest R&D center of Honda. He acted as a designer on the V6 engine, and afterward, the tutor of so many Honda designer engineers. He came back to Quebec in 2002, where he called to work on project manager for the Peugeot Citroën group in France. And then he worked there for a couple of years. After some time, he came back to Quebec and he found the new company. It's called Lito Green Motion Inc. in 2009, with the goal to become Canada's first company to design, manufacture, and market electric motorcycle without compromise between recognized and international manufacturers. He has been recognized by international manufacturer and received product certification from Transport Canada for the SO or E projects. Mr. Jean-Pierre Legri is very active, recognized as pioneer in all electric vehicle, motorcycle, and many other activity. He teaches also at university and he volunteer in many other activities. He's also the father of three young children, which give him a lot of pep to design a new and more efficient motorcycle. Please welcome Jean-Pierre.
Good morning, guys. So it's now time to stop talking about end of the world and buses and public transit. Let's talk about passion and pleasure. Good. So as you can see, it's all around pleasure. So I'm here to talk to you about my business, which is Lito, and our first product, which is the Sora. It's the world's first 100% electric sports cruiser motorcycle in the world, and we are recognized right now as the first EV manufacturer in Canada. So I'm trying to follow on the slide here. Good. So a little bit of a plan of the presentation, so I'll talk a little bit of where I'm from, history of Lito, concrete engineering a little bit, and a good example of the Sora, so the true first electric motorcycle, so how we applied concrete engineering within the development of the Sora. Okay. Computer did not have his coffee, or maybe I'm the trouble. This item is reporting. So too many passion for the computer this morning. There's too many specialists in EVs here and not enough in the PowerPoint presentation. Good. We're at the good place. We're going down. Okay. So a little bit where I'm from, to give you an example of what would it take to have this crazy idea to start an electric vehicle company here in Montreal. So I graduated from Polytechnic in 99 with in mind maybe the same thinking that everybody who graduate in engineering. So what the hell do an engineer on an everyday basis in his job. So I had the only idea that engineers doing design, so, and I wanted to travel around the world. So I began my career at Honda in Japan in 2000, where I worked to help me in electromobility. I helped design the V6 engine of Honda, so the biggest engine that you can see at Honda. So there's a lot of me within that that engine. So I start my career with 3D design, basically with the CATIA software for those of you who knows. And then after more than 2 years spent at Honda as an external, or let's say external employee, I start to understand what an engineer is doing every day. So, and I also realized that being a specialist is not my cup of tea. So I was a specialist in design at Honda, and then I just realized that I like when every day is different, and I love to change tasks every day. So I create a big changement in 2002, coming back from Japan, and a few months after, I've been called to go work for a PSA group in France for Peugeot Citroën. So I was starting from 60 hours a week to about 30 hours a week, so it was the big, the strongest change for me. So I worked over there in project management. So I was in charge of all subsystem of sunglass roof, opening a panoramic roof on two different cars. So I was in charge of four subsystem in two main car. So that's basically where I learned to work, or I learned how many people and what specialty you need in order to develop a complex product. So that's where I learned a lot about every actor needs to be present around vehicle development. Then I came back from France in 2004, where I joined a small business in powder injection molding. So I was hired to start R&D or product development department. So I hired a team. We developed a complete line of product in 2004, 2002, 2008. So we developed a complete line of product for Pratt & Whitney to support the technology that we were using at that time, so powder injection molding, for those of you who knows. So from a 3D design engineer, I was there at, I was leading a team, leading a department of R&D and product development team. And then in 2008 or 2009, I had a big apple tree fell on my head. And I start to think about how to recreate this automotive environment that I fell in love with in Japan and in France, how we could recreate this kind of environment here in Quebec within a business. So I thought a lot about four wheels industries, but for me, in my mind, all the debate is already done. So you see the big OEMs already going in that route. So I start thinking about electric motorcycle in 2008. And for those of you who remember, in 2008, there was no electric motorcycle on the market. There was a Vectrex with a big scooter. It was maybe too early for that time, but it was a very good time to start a business in EVs in 2008 with the crisis and everything. So it was a big opportunity for me. So I found a Lito in 2009 with the goal to become an EV manufacturer. So I was crazy enough to think about that. We've won a Red Dot Design Award in 2011. We've won Innovation Grand Prize. We've won a few other prizes all over the time. So my career went from a specialized design engineer to a startup manager or a business manager. I'm also, in my free time, I'm a teacher in product development at the Polytechnic Engineering School in Montreal. I'm also president of the board of InnovAE, which is a research consortium that we are financing research program between university, R&D centers, and business, so collaborative project. And not to forget, father of three wonderful kids. And my wife always asked me to add that on my presentation, because I'm always working and I tend to forget those three. You will see that during the presentation I add a lot of of pictures like this one. So they're called subliminal pictures. So they're used, they're put there for you to fall in love with the product. And at the end of this presentation, maybe 20% of you guys will buy a product. So it's subliminal pictures, number one. So let's begin with a little bit of history. So Lito, it all began in a small room of my basement in 2008. So I had the idea of to found the electric motorcycle company in 2008, and in 2009 we gave the first external mandate to a subcontractor R&D center, and we start to work with 23 students coming from three universities. So HEC, which is the Hautes Études Commerciales in Montreal, Design School of University of Montreal, and also Polytechnic Engineering School. So I had the chance to work with 23 very, very motivated students. And at that time, I was still having only a small office in my basement. But after this project, we had to start using my entire basement. So in 2010, after the university project, we raised the first funding. So we were able to hire two engineers, one designer, and four R&D centers in electronics, in aluminum design, in EV technologies, and in GPS and all those stuff. So we were using my entire basement at that time. So that's a growing company, which is good. And we did the first presentation of the SORA during the F1 race here in Montreal in 2011. And at that time, it was a non-rolling prototype. It was only a style prototype to get the first feeling of what people think about it. So then we moved in a 5,000 square foot facility in about 2012. So we had the first SORA on the road in 2012. So we put two prototype on the road to test it in on the Afghanistan road that we are having here in Longueuil. For those in Longueuil, south shore of Montreal, and Afghanistan road, it made a bomb type road, so with a lot of potholes. So it's a very good environment to test a motorcycle. So we did a few test market receptivity as well. So we travel around the world with the motorcycle to get the feeling of the customer on the price, on the style, on the performances of the product. So we had the chance to travel around the world from 2012. 2013, we did intensive road tests, product industrialization, and approval from Canada and the United States as well. And we also received our first order in 2013. We began the production in 2014, and we also started the delivery to customer in 2014. And we also had the first customer broken part. So right now we're delivering SORA to customer since more than a year right now. So when we talk about the first customer broken part, it's a small anecdote that I just want to tell you now. Is like we delivered the first European bike in May or June 2014, and about a month after, we got a call from the customer. He said, yeah, my license plate holder is broken. And we think to ourselves, how come the license plate holder is broken, where we tested here for like 3 years in the bombed road full of pothole here? So we send him another license plate holder, and we start check at the design and everything, and I just ask our customer to send us pictures of his license plate that he's using in Germany, to realize that the license plate used there is like big as a cookie pan and very heavy. And so it's not the same thing at all that we're using here. So we had to design a special license plate holder for all our European customer, which is not the biggest challenge that we had, but a funny small challenge that we had. So where we are now, the SORA is recognized as the world's first 100% electric sports cruiser motorcycle, and we are having customers in five countries right now, which is France, Germany, Canada, of course, United States, and we delivered to Kazakhstan a few weeks ago. I just realized that there is absolutely no spec about the motorcycle in my presentation, so I'll take a few minutes to talk to you about the specs with this subliminal picture as a background. So for those who love motorcycle, this motorcycle can go from 0 to 100 kilometers per hour in about 4 seconds. 200 kilometers per hour top speed. We're having a range of 200 kilometers per charge, that in a stop-and-go situation. But to give you an idea, if you're cruising at 120 kilometers per hour on the highway, you'll have for about 120 kilometers range. We are having what we call level 2 charger on the bike, which we charge the bike fully in 3 hours, 3 hours and a half. It's the first motorcycle in the world to have an electric seat, so you can adjust the riding height. There's about 10 centimeters of adjustment on the seat, so you can, at a glance, adjust the riding height of the bike. We're having a GPS touchscreen interface on the motorcycle, and we also develop what we call the Safe Range system. So Safe Range system, it's a patent application that we're having, is just by entering your final destination on the GPS, it controls the discharge of the battery that will guarantee you to reach your destination. So instead of just telling you that you still have, for, let's say, 20 miles or 40 miles of range, it will control your acceleration and everything. So you might go at, let's say, 20 kilometers per hour on the side of the highway, but you will make your destination. So for application like buses and all those stuff where you have always have the same route, kind of application like that could be applied to dimension the battery pack size regardless of the driver's habit. So it's a very nice application that could be used even off the grid, the powerhouse, or a lot of application for this innovation. So let's go back to our presentation. So concurrent engineering, as you might know and might use in your industries, is how to have everybody's around the table. So basically by integrating all the specialty surrounding a product, not only engineering, but marketing, all the environment of standards, norm, assembly lines. So as an engineer, you always think that you're the best to draw very well-bended pipes, but I'm afraid to tell you that the very well-bended pipes could be very well-bended by someone who bent pipes for more than 20 years, not by engineers. So it's very important that to understand that engineers is only a part of the loop, so only a part of the chain that can make this happen. So we surrounded ourselves with all those different specialty. So marketing, people assembly, engineer, of course, but logistic, frame, and like everybody surrounding the life cycle of a product. In the car industries, working with concurrent engineering reduced about 70% the development time, just using concurrent engineering. So before 1990s, the development was more sequential development, so we were talking about 6 years and a half to develop a complete vehicle. And after 2002, when we start integrating the concurrent engineering in the automotive industries, it reduced the development time to about 2 years from the approval of the styles to the commercialization of the product. So basically, if we apply the concurrent engineering, the development of a vehicle is a kind of a Gantt chart here that I just want to show you. Usually we think that we are working and we think that the project is going forward when it smells the cutting fluid and we see the cutting machine, the cutting material and everything. But what we can see in the automotive product development is thinking phase takes for about the half of the complete period of car development. So all thinking about a spec sheet are integrating every specialties concern and spec within a spec document in order to facilitate the moves from engineering to production of a car. So how did we apply that to this wonderful motorcycle, which is the Sora? So at first, what we call the generic phase advance, I don't know if the English translation is good, but let's call it the generic phase. So that's where actually we think, we brainstorm, we think about innovation, the target audience, what we would like to have as an innovation, who will be the user, how will he use it, what he would like to use, and in terms of style and our architectures, again, who will be the user, what's the trend, what's the ergonomics of the user, and in engineering, it's basically how much, and when. When I was working for Honda in Japan, I was very proud to work on the motors because I was thinking as a young engineer that people are buying motor. So when they're choosing a car, they're buying a V6 or a V4 or a electric or whatever. And I had a pitch by a senior engineer in Honda who told me that people are not buying a motor. People are buying a style. So it's all damaged my thinking about why people are buying car at that time. So marketing is very important. So and choosing the right audience, the right product segment, and the right user is very important as well. So we did a lot of marketing mix research to identify who is our potential customer, what's his habit, is he an early adopter, is he a late stage adopter. So we did a lot of marketing mix research on that. We did a lot of design research as well because we wanted to not just create an electric motorcycle. We want to create a completely new driving experience that, by the way, will be electric. So the nuance is very important here because we're not selling fuel economy or environmental protection to our customers. We're selling a new driving experience which is highly innovative without compromise. And again, it's the most beautiful motorcycle in the market. And no gas, electric, and no emission, of course. But it's not our main selling pitch. So we try to develop a completely new style of motorcycle right now. Style of motorcycle is very, very strong. There's very strong style right now. Everybody knows the racer. Everybody knows the custom. What we try to create here is a style between a racer and a custom. So if you look on the left, we try to mix few style together. So the rear end of a bobber or a custom, the front end of a street fighter or more a racer. So we try to create a new style like that. And also on the product positioning, we identified a very niche market where there's a business opportunity over there. Regarding the engineering preliminary phase, I mean, it's all the Gantt chart. It's all, okay, how much, how and when. So we start working on that as a preliminary phase. So it's important in my mind to have metrics. I think what makes the automotive industries very strong and efficient in their development right now is that they're measuring everything that they're doing. So it was very important for us to include a lot of metrics in our development as well. Regarding the spec definition, so you see it's a big part of the Gantt chart over there. So regarding the spec definition, here's a little bit of an example of what we had as a spec. I told you that we like to have metrics. So you see there's two, let's say, green, yellow, and red column on the right. What we use those columns for is to, do we know what our spec are? And the next column is, do we know how we're going to get there? So let's say the first column is, do we know what we want? And do we know the next column, do we know how we're going to get it? So we were following all those metrics during the product development, so it was in order to mitigate the risk and to do a proper risk analysis on the development as well. That's very interesting. What we could see here is the first sketch of the Sora. So it's all start with, we all start from a blank sheet of paper. So we start with sketch on a napkin, like every beautiful design. We transfer with more sketch design, and we did all the comparison of the ergonomics of what percentile of drivers will be able to drive the Sora. So all the ergonomics, the architecture, and the style as well. During the preliminary phase, what we've done is to make the style and engineering concurrently evolve. So we do not wait to have a complete style before starting the engineering, because the first thing that we will realize is that our motor doesn't fit the frame, or our battery pack doesn't fit the frame, or so we will need to go back to design. So what we can see here, the first design that we start to have, we already start the engineering working based on that design. So in our case, the design was not a matter of let's dress the engineering, or engineering was not like let's motorize the design. It was a working together process. So we can see the on the left side is more the design stage, and on the right side is the evolution of engineering compared to design. So we can see we start from a sketch until the complete 3D model, virtual model. We did, of course, a lot of finite element analysis on all the component. We developed an aluminium frame, which is not very common in the motorcycle industries, and add a lot of problematic to it in manufacturing. So as soon as you weld aluminium, you know that you need to enter the heat treatment phase and everything. So we did a lot of analysis on that. We did a lot of analysis on the battery. What you can see on the bottom pictures is we stress our battery pack in a hot box. So we wanted to simulate someone who steals the motorcycle. I prefer to say steal because it's a beautiful one. I prefer to say steal than to race because it's more fun for my mind to say someone steal it than someone race it. So if someone steal the motorcycle in a 40-degree environment, what we can see is cycling the battery, the charging, recharging, in a very hard, let's gunning the bike. We don't have problem with overheating and all those stuff. So we wanted to validate that the life cycle of the battery and the life over the time of the battery was very appropriate. Prototyping and industrialization, we did a lot of prototyping. We're building our own battery pack, so we develop our own BMS, our own electronic, our own software, our own ECU, main ECU of the vehicle. The main challenge that we're having in an electric motorcycle is the space. I mean, we cannot have a layer of battery in the floor because there's no floor. We cannot add a lot of battery in the roof, there's no roof. And we cannot have a motorcycle look like a tank. So it's very hard to fit a lot of battery within a small and a compact size vehicle. So when we go back in 2009, there was no off-the-shelf solution to fit our needs. So we had to develop our own battery pack. So we start from the single cells, and we develop the packaging. We develop all the electronics, BMS, and everything. So there is not a lot of integration of existing component in this motorcycle. So that make us right now I can say that we develop more than a motorcycle. We develop a complete electric platform. So we're having solution right now to electrify the snowmobile or ATV or small vehicle that need a lot of performances. Beginning of production. So you see, I'm the CEO, but I'm also the guys who's putting the sticker on the motorcycle, and sometimes I have the hard job to clean the toilet. But if you start your business, you will fall in the same position as I am. So that's the beginning of production in 2014. So you see, there's a lot of challenge coming with that, because every supplier is always saying that they can do it until they start to do it. So we lose maybe six months to a year in delay, just regarding the quality of the component that's coming from our suppliers. Even if we did all the validation, all the prototyping, everything, but as soon as you go from one unit to 10 to 20 and you start a production batch, then the quality start to decrease. Subliminal pictures. Again. Actually, that's my bike. That's the one I'm riding every day. Just to make you jealous. We're working on a new project. We got an order from the city of Longueuil to develop two electric motorcycles for the police force. So it's the first time that I'm showing a sketch here. So it's a big scoop. I hope that La Presse or other newspaper are not here today to take that over the news. So it's a first sketch of what will be the electric version of the Sora. And we will deliver those bikes in the next March. And we also are on Hawaii 5-0. So for if you know the mythical series Hawaii 5-0, from this year we are having one of what we call the signature edition. So it's our highest end Sora, which is the main vehicle of one of the actors for this year season of Hawaii 5-0. So thank you very much. That's about it.